This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Say yes to Pure Leaf Tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf Tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo coming to you live from the Built Ford Tough studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. NFL free agency rolls on. We should just stop talking about the tampering period. Just call it the opening of free agency because that's what is happening. And teams agreeing to terms. It'll become official on Wednesday, but it's moving fast and furious. And now it's funny how Daniel Jones is basically holding everybody else up. Like, the Daniel Jones domino, according to the insiders, is the one that has to move for some of these other quarterbacks to end up going to different places. So if Daniel Jones picks the Minnesota Vikings, then they're probably going to go with the Daniel Jones, J.J. McCarthy room. If Daniel Jones goes to Indianapolis, then that shuts down different places for them. Maybe Aaron Rodgers considers Minnesota. The Giants have to sit there and wait. Does Russell Wilson go to Minnesota? Does Russell Wilson go to Indianapolis? Russell Wilson's not going back to Pittsburgh, you wouldn't think, but maybe if Aaron Rodgers chooses somewhere else. So there's a couple of guys out there, including Daniel Jones, that are holding up the rest of the market where they land.
The thing about Aaron Rodgers is he is still technically a New York Jet. And if somebody is talking to him, I believe that that would really, truly be tampering, and the Jets could file a tampering report.
But they're not going to do that.
You never know, man, with these teams.
I mean, why would they do
that? And I would think that, you know, Aaron Rodgers can't wait until tomorrow gets here so he can make his decision, if he already hasn't made his decision. That possibly could have happened as well. And again, we talked about the three potential spots for him and Russell Wilson, for that matter. I don't see Russell Wilson going to Minnesota, do you?
I do not, no. But then again, if this is how it could happen, if they really don't like J.J. McCarthy to start the season, and Aaron Rodgers goes to Pittsburgh, and Russell Wilson wants the Giants to come to New York, and then they are looking for
You know what's amazing to me? Is I know the Steelers wanted Justin Fields back at a certain number.
Yeah.
So the Jets obviously exceeded that number.
Mm-hmm.
The starting quarterback in Pittsburgh last year at the end of the year was Russell Wilson.
It was.
And they just added one of his former wide receivers from Seattle. Why wouldn't they just run it back with Russell Wilson under these circumstances?
I don't believe this, but I'll answer your question. They probably think that Aaron Rodgers can take them farther in the playoffs than Russell Wilson did. That's what they think. Doesn't mean that they're right. It could be right.
Right.
But Omar Khan and Arthur Smith, who is there as the offensive coordinator, are maybe thinking of Mike Tomlin himself, obviously, in charge, are thinking, hey, I think we could do better than Russ, and we saw enough from Aaron. We'll protect him with the defense, everything else, and maybe we can just get a step farther in the AFC.
And by the way, the North Carolina Tar Heels wanted a different coach than Bill Belichick. He was the second choice for the North Carolina Tar Heels behind... You know who?
No, I don't.
Arthur Smith.
Oh, the Artie Party. Yeah, well, the Artie Party was, he's a, you sure about that? He
yes.
Turned it down?
Yeah.
I know he's that's his alma mater.
Yeah.
The Artie party. Okay. I mean, I know they had talked to him, but...
Yeah, they wanted him, and then he said no, and then they turned to Bill Belichick.
Interesting. All right, well, the Artie party's still there in Pittsburgh, and the Artie party might get Aaron Rodgers. So, I think that's the way it's going to go. I think you're going to... And I think that Russell Wilson ends up here. Now, it's just the guess of things, and Russell Wilson, I could see actually wanting to come to New York with his wife, and... Sort of the celebrity stuff that you can get out of that. Yeah, I can definitely see that.
Russell still can play. I'm not saying that he can't play. Of course he can play. And of course Aaron Rodgers can still play. And of course Daniel Jones can play. Marcus Mariota can play. Carson Wentz can play. All those guys can still play. The question is any one of those guys, and I think for Pittsburgh or the Giants, Aaron Rodgers definitely excites the players, excites the team, and as long as things get off to a good start. I think that I don't know if any of those other players do that.
I know they made up, but I forget the Steelers defender's name when it was Aaron Rodgers was first linked to the Steelers.
Safety, right? Wasn't he a safety?
And he said, you know, leave his ass at the retirement home. So I don't know if all the players are...
He's probably close with Justin Fields or Russell Wilson. More Justin Fields than Russell Wilson.
Yeah. And then also, I mean, we have a Steeler fan in our life. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers going there. He sent us puke emojis.
Yes.
So, will it excite the fan base?
But again,
will it excite the players?
But again, this is basically where we are in the NFL right now. There's nobody other than some of these defensive and offensive linemen that truly excite people. Maybe a defensive back here or there. But this isn't what I would consider, even though the money has been big this year, wasn't all that crazy. The craziness was the re-signing of Josh Allen, the re-signing of all those defensive linemen up there in Buffalo and Shakir. The trade of DK Metcalf was big. The trade of Geno Smith was big.
Yeah.
You know, that kind of stuff in and around the free agency, to me, was a little bit more eye-opening. And also, I would say what New England did so far, so good. And what San Francisco is doing right now is really interesting.
Revamping the team.
I mean, Deebo Samuel's gone. Juszczyk is gone. Charvarius Ward is gone. They've lost, what, 7 or 8 different people on that team. And they are, I don't know if they're going to rebuild on the fly, but they still have really good players. And are they going to reunite the Bosa brothers, or will Joey Bosa stay down in Miami where he lives in the offseason?
Deshaun Elliott was the name of that Pittsburgh Steeler who said, leave your ass in the retirement home. All right, so I'm on the record here. I don't know anything more than anybody else except for what I read. But I got the Steelers getting Rodgers. Where do you have Rodgers going?
What's his sign now?
I don't recall what his sign is.
His birthday, I don't know. I was going to say it's during the season, but maybe I could be wrong about that. His birthday is December 2nd.
Is that a Sagittarius? What is that?
Man. Sagittarius, good job. You're on top of it.
All right, so.
You got Aaron Rodgers going too?
If the Steelers haven't signed Russell Wilson yet, then I got him going to Pittsburgh.
Okay.
So, because Russell Wilson can sign right now. He's like one of these tampering free agent guys.
That's right.
Aaron Rodgers isn't.
All right. I've got Daniel Jones staying with the Vikings.
Okay.
Where you got Daniel Jones going?
What is Indianapolis doing?
So that's the other place that you got him going to Indy?
Oof.
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 Where does Daniel Jones go? Vikings, Indy, somewhere else? It's okay if we're wrong about these things, man. It's no big deal. We're trying to predict the future.
I'm going to say he stays in Minnesota.
Okay. So we agree on both of those things right now. We both got Aaron Rodgers going to the Steelers. We both have Daniel Jones staying with the Vikings. Russell Wilson I've got going to the Giants.
All right, where's Marcus Mariota, Carson Wentz, and Gardner Minshew going?
I don't know yet.
You don't know yet.
We're stuck on Russell Wilson here. So I got Russell Wilson go to the Giants. Where you got him going?
I guess it's the Giants.
All right.
What about Indy for him?
Could be. I'm asking you.
I mean, what they... I mean,
what, I told you what I think. I'm asking you.
Like, the mistake that Indy made with Anthony Richardson is just... You know, just to have a stable... That's why they went with Joe Flacco. Just to have a stable guy that can actually lead the team.
Yeah.
To me, that's... That, I, but I... Again, I don't... Does Russell Wilson want to go to Indy?
So the Giants with another signing this morning. And that is Javon Holland, safety from Miami. Just trying to get the details of that contract. We don't normally get a lot of breaking news during the program. So here we go. Giants are giving Javon Holland a three-year, $45 million deal worth up to $46.8 million, including $30 million guaranteed.
All right, so there you have it. The Giants are trying to rebuild their secondary.
That is correct. Another one this morning, Jonathan Allen, former Commander, has signed a three-year, $60 million deal with the Vikings. Defensive tackle. Guy's a former Pro Bowler. So, yeah, so all right, the Giants did not pay Xavier McKinney.
Right.
Talking about not wanting to pay running backs or safeties, have now gone out in free agency and gotten Javon Holland. Now, I don't remember that deal for Xavier McKinney, but this is it's a significant contract.
It is a very significant contract. 3 years, $45 million.
Yeah.
$30 million guaranteed. They're spending some money, and they're improving their secondary, which is, you know, I mean, it was a big problem for them.
Yeah. I mean, what wasn't, by the way? So was there actually, anything that wasn't a big problem for them?
So the Giants have signed three defensive players. Is that right?
Yes.
It is. I believe it is.
Well, the Cowboys, the former Cowboy edge rusher, right?
Yep.
Now you got Javon Holland.
Chauncey Golston is the other one.
Right. The Jets signed the safety Andre Sisco. So that's really it because they re-signed Darius Slayton, right?
Yes.
I don't know who else we're missing. But Darius Slayton re-signed. Now you got Javon Holland. And the guy I already forgot from the Cowboys, his name.
Golston.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Not Vernon Golston.
No.
Don't worry. That guy's long gone.
And, you know, the Buffalo Bills did the right thing by giving Josh Allen a new contract extension and giving him $250 million guaranteed. So that's the most ever in the history of the league for guaranteed money.
Yeah.
It eclipses Deshaun Watson, which means... That I got to believe Kansas City's got to be redoing or getting ready to redo Patrick Mahomes here.
Yeah, and good for those guys. I mean, it's really, Josh Allen living the life right now. He's at his bachelor party, just had his bachelor party with Sam Darnold. Think about those guys, all the millions, hundreds of millions of dollars they were rolling in.
Think about those parties, man.
Yeah.
Where was the bachelor party?
It was down in Florida. They actually showed up at TGL on their bachelor party.
Oh, they did?
Yeah. They were there. Kyle Allen, former quarterback. I don't know if he's on a roster. Him, Sam Darnold. They were playing some golf, going out, drinking, signing $100 million contracts. Not so bad.
I can't even imagine.
Yeah. It was such a weird crowd at that TGL. They had those guys. They had Josh Allen's bachelor party, and then Celine Dion was there.
What was she doing?
Singing My Heart Will Go On with Marty, what's his name? Marty, Smith. It's Marty Smith. Should have remembered that.
Oh, the tennis player?
No.
Who's that?
Marty Smith is just like a sideline guy.
Marty McGee.
Yeah, he's got a beard. He does like NASCAR stuff sometimes.
Oh, yes. Okay, I know who he is.
College football.
Yeah, TGL's not doing very well.
Yeah, well, obviously, if they're trotting out Celine Dion, trying to get some attention. I mean, the first one was good. I mean, they got some eyeballs on it, but it's hard unless you're a freak. Like me, you're not going to sit there and watch it.
I think your boy Kyle Allen is still with the Steelers.
With the Steelers?
I think so.
You think he's still with the Steelers? Well, last year they had... So he was the third quarterback with the Steelers last year?
I believe so.
Okay. He's under contract this year?
Maybe
he'll go play with Aaron Rodgers then. Kyle Allen, Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh Steelers.
Where's Tim Boyle going?
Timmy Boyle. As Brandon Tierney said, he could spin it.
He can spin it, baby.
I'll tell you, he'll end up on either the Jets or Giants somehow, Tim Boyle. He will take a snap here at some point.
At some point,
At some point.
We don't know whether it's preseason or like in game 15.
Yeah. No, he'll be here. He finds a way to sneak his way into some of these horrible seasons, put his stamp on it. So, yeah, I mean, this stretch of quarterback play has just been as bad as it gets for the Jets and Giants. Just as bad as it gets. You had just a glimmer of hope with Aaron Rodgers, and then that was it. Glimmer of hope. Daniel Jones, Zach Wilson, on and on and on.
Yeah, I would think that the if the Jets don't draft the quarterback in this draft, mm-hmm. you know, they may take one later on in these rounds, but you never know. I would think that they would have a very good chance of, I would think, as we sit here, picking in the top five next year.
Yep, so just to round up the Giants free agent signings from yesterday, it was Paulson Adebo, which is the 3 years, $54 million in the corner. Darius Slayton, 3 years, 36. The Chauncey Golston one, 3 years, 19.5. James Hudson, the tackle, 2 years, $12 million. Defensive lineman Roy Robertson Harris, hyphen guy, 2 years, $9 million. And then linebacker Chris Board, 2 years, up to $6 million.
Yeah, you know,
and then Javon Holland
today. All low level signings, by the way, except for the defensive backs and safety.
Yep. And then the Javon Holland one today, which was their biggest one they've signed.
Yeah.
The biggest one that they have signed yet.
Yeah, I mean, those are all low-level, you know, quality depth pieces, and you've probably got two starters in the secondary now.
I would hope so, with the money that they're doling out.
Yes.
Those guys are not going to be special teams players, that's for sure.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
What is Dax, are you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. Giants signed Javon Holland, the safety from Miami, who you may remember, Jets fans, as the safety who brought back the Fail Mary on the first Black Friday game, Jets and Dolphins. Remember that whole thing?
I mean, the Jets have a lot of very memorable negative plays.
Yeah, that's right. So that was an incredible spectacle to watch, and now he gets to go back to the site where it all happened with a big deal from the New York Giants. You weren't here, but there was some wildfires that we had out there in Suffolk County.
I did see those, yes.
Did you see what police said started those wildfires? People in Manorville making s'mores at 9:30 in the morning. That's what started. 600 acres burned because someone wanted to have s'mores for breakfast. Pretty stupid, huh?
Wait, yes, especially when it's windy, cold, and dry.
Yeah.
Which are, I guess, perfect conditions. But you're saying they had s'mores like in the backyard of their house?
Mm-hmm. They went outside, built a fire, and tried to have some s'mores. It was very windy and some embers,
yes.
I suppose.
Well, at least, I mean, I'll say this. At least somebody didn't start it on purpose.
Yeah.
And that's true. One of those jackasses, you know, those arsonists.
Yeah, well, of course. But this is, I mean, breakfast s'mores. I mean, if you would have went out there and said, all right, you know, it's a bacon or something, I'd be like, okay. Breakfast s'mores burned 600 acres in Suffolk County. You know, you needed that s'more?
Yesterday, I saw a helicopter view of the fires.
Yeah.
And what the destruction behind and what was left.
Yeah, but the...
I guess it got right to Gabriski Airport.
Is yeah, it was right there. Yeah. Right out there in West Hampton. But they did an amazing job of getting that thing contained very quickly. It was like 80% that day and then the rest the next morning. They did a great job. So, yeah. So, there you go. That's your PSA for the day. No breakfast s'mores outside in March when it's windy and dry and you live in the Pine Barrens.
Oof.
All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
Well, you mentioned it, Javon Holland to the Giants, 3-year deal. Also, I saw your Vikings sign Jonathan Allen, or will sign Jonathan Allen to a 3-year deal. I think that's $60 million. So
that is correct.
Yep. Where is Aaron Rodgers going? That's what everybody wants to know. The Browns, I guess they're in the market for a quarterback, even though they restruggle because Deshaun Watson hasn't worked out, and Cam Ward could be drafted, I suppose. Here was Jerry Jeudy, who's now in Cleveland. He was with Kay Adams yesterday, asked about their future QB in Cleveland.
Would you rather have Cam Ward or Aaron Rodgers, Jerry? Come on now. Which one? That's hard. That's so hard.
That's tough.
That is hard because you know what Aaron Rodgers is going to bring to the table, but, you know, he's at the... At the end of his years, you know, but you also know Cam's a great quarterback that's just stepping his foot into the league. So I don't know. I can't answer that.
He looks so uncomfortable when she asked this question,
I mean,
which was
he
funny.
He knows that, look, if we draft Cam Ward, we're not going anywhere. You know, that team's not good enough to support him. And plus, they're in a difficult division.
That too.
Oh,
that is true too. Here was the follow-up.
Do you think Aaron Rodgers still has it? Can he win a Super Bowl? Like, are you, if he signs with the Steelers, your rival, are you going to be like,
yeah, kind of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That sounds like you might want him.
Yeah. Aaron Rodgers, come over here.
There you go. So Aaron Rodgers. Wow. Aaron Rodgers.
Why
to
agree
Cleveland?
To the
That's
interview?
Not happening.
I got to sing.
That is
God's
fair.
Sakes.
Well, part
that
of the
fair.
Fun is watching him be
squirm.
Uncomfortable.
I agree.
The questions.
I agree.
Yeah.
We're
trying
kind of
to
funny.
Answer the questions.
Visually, it was funny. And then you've got his buddy Devontae Adams. We know going to L.A. with the Rams. Puka Nacua on with McAfee yesterday. Excited to be getting him in Los Angeles.
I thought that was pretty sweet. I grew up a fan of him and Aaron Rodgers. So being able to watch him and be like, man, I'm gonna be lined up next to him is gonna be. it's still kind of surreal. I was connected. So with him over text, I think he's out of the country right now. I'm trying to get on the world tour with him, but I think it would be sweet. We'll see when he gets out here. I know he's a basketball player too, so I got to see what his jump shot looks
all
like.
All right, that's fine. In terms of what having Devontae Adams in Los Angeles.
By the way, let me just say this. Like, I saw people saying that this whole thing with Devontae Adams was a failure with the Jets, like a failed another failed experiment. He didn't fail. He was a good player for the Jets.
And win.
Yeah, I mean, that's...
Yeah, but, you know, like, I don't know. Like, they should have got him before
winners
the
and
season
losers.
Started. Then that probably would have been a hell of a lot better. But I think it's going to be, I think it's great that
the reason why it's a failed experiment is because they traded away picks to come get him, and now he's no longer here.
Yeah, but.
And they won four games.
He is still a very good player, very tough.
No one said he wasn't. It just didn't work here the way they envisioned.
Yeah. How many games did he end up playing with them? 11 games?
11.
Yeah.
They didn't win many of them.
They needed to acquire him before the season started.
Remember that that play where they were just throwing the ball back and forth laterally and then got walloped, picked up on the ground and drilled? That was fun.
That was
great.
Well, not for him it wasn't. And then while you were away, Josh Allen gets, you know, a gazillion dollars from the Bills. Here was Brandon Bean on McAfee yesterday as well. Says he just fits us.
When you get to meet this young man, he is Buffalo through and through. He's a lunch pail, grew up on a farm.
Lunch pail through and through.
Yes, and a farm
Who's
boy.
Who's our lunch pail guy around here?
Jerry. It's not even close.
Jerry's our lunch pail guy?
100%.
I would accept that. I didn't grow up on a farm, but I would accept that.
I mean, he's 100% the lunch. And he could do things like change tires and fix stuff in his home that we can't do.
Oil. That's true. That's true.
I mean, there isn't even a close second.
You get your hands dirty.
I do. Yeah, I have no issue with that.
You got a good work ethic?
I do.
Could Always you milk have. A cow if you needed to?
I don't know if into that.
if I had to.
Yeah, if I had to, sure.
Oh, yeah, he'd figure that out.
Yeah. A little weird.
What's there to figure out? You just tug on that.
No,
thing.
But I think there's a
there's a way you do it.
That sounded like hot to a girl.
Right. Tug on that thing. No, I think there's a way you got to do it. Like, I remember going to a farm and in school.
Yeah.
And them saying, like, this is the way you grab it here and you do that or whatever it is. Like, you grab the tip and you squeeze it out. You can't just put your whole mitt on there and yank on it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, there's really no way to describe it without getting yourself in trouble.
So. No, we're talking about milking a cow.
No, I'm talking about
as American as McDonald's.
Yeah. For you.
Huh?
Eddie now has a whole new trough.
Oh, well, sure.
Yeah, you know, one-offs.
That having been said, if I had to, the one thing I don't know that I could do, I mean, I guess if I had to, I would. But I'm with Eddie on this one. I would have a very difficult time. Hunting's one thing. I don't know if the whole carving of the animal and the I don't know. That I don't know if I have that in.
We're not asking you to like go out there and shoot an animal and live off the live off the land.
No, but we've had that conversation. Like if you ever had to when we're forced to do that again, like you know, thousands of years ago, that would be rough. You know, we're living in darkness.
So we're basically saying that you're more likely a more successful caveman than we are.
If you would like to say that, sure.
That you could eat off the land if you had to.
No, actually, what I'm saying is I would have trouble doing that. I can change oil. That's what I can do. But if I had to do the other things, I'm sure I could figure it out at some point. I just don't know that I could. The hunting's one thing. The rest of it, I don't know. Like slaughtering.
And they're cutting it up and dressing the taking out its intestines and stuff like that.
Because I'm sure, like, you've seen some of these survival shows.
Oh, yeah, alone, yeah.
I don't know that I could do that stuff.
Well, I saw that one guy stabbed his muskox to death and it ate its heart right away. I couldn't do that.
No.
You do that?
No.
Did he do that?
He ate the heart raw?
Oh, yeah, because it says that...
Protein?
That's if you get it, like, right away, that's when you want to eat the heart. And he just ate it. Crazy.
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Yeah, I couldn't
one.
Do. I mean, I obviously could
kind of rough.
That.
Yeah. Here was one more from Bean. In terms of Allen and his role with this organization, more so than just being the quarterback, will he have a say in, let's say, receivers that they want to bring in or draft?
Josh has earned that, and not that he's going to sit down and break it down, but sometimes he knows a guy, sometimes he's thrown, you know, he goes out to California some and throws with various players. So if it's something like that he's got a connection or he knows someone there or he's met the player somewhere along the way, definitely ask him what he thinks about him.
And so certainly seems like a lot of trust into Josh Allen.
He got that stadium built up there. Don't forget that.
Yeah, without him,
without
a winning team.
Without a winning team and without a team that's exciting, there's no political will to build the stadium.
Yeah.
And when you draft a quarterback like this, he turns out to be what he has become. Guess what? You build a stadium.
I believe Al calls him Wuss Boy.
That's right. Wuss Boy came in, took one snap, and then left.
Yep. First day back. He's already exasperated.
Are you just trying to annoy me? Or
I didn't say it.
Yeah.
But anytime I hear Josh Allen now, I think of Al calling him Wuss Boy.
He also said the same thing about Brock Purdy with his elbow hanging off.
Well, I agreed with that one. That was
collective, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, quit.
And didn't you also get in the paper for making fun of Caleb Williams yeah. for crying to his mom?
And something about crying and also the painted fingernails, right?
Nail polish, yeah, and jumping in the stands and crying.
Yeah.
Not going to make it here.
It hasn't worked out so far.
1 year. Some would say it actually has worked out so far. Even though they didn't win a lot. Who knows? Knicks beat the Kings last night, 133-104, as the threes were raining down.
Shamet, he'll try a three. Bang! Landry Shamet from downtown. All night long, Knicks with 23-pointers. 57% from long distance.
Yeah, well, they finished with 22. That was Mike Breen and MSG. They beat the Kings 133-104. Karl Anthony Towns led the way with 26. Here was Tom Thibodeau. Pretty easy to see how the offense came so easy.
The defense, the activity, and then we can get up the floor and then just read the game. And I think when you're doing that and you're passing up good shots to get great ones, you're going to get rhythm. And when you get rhythm, the game's a lot easier.
Yeah, 22 of 40 from three, 55%. OG Anunoby, 24-7-8-5 steals. Pretty damn good. It was Josh Hart, what they can do without Brunson on the floor.
Playing fast. You know, we got extremely skilled guys. And I think playing fast, definitely with JB out, you know, fits us very well. So that's just something that we're trying to do.
Knicks now 41-23 on the season. They will be in Portland tomorrow night. The Nets beat the Lakers 111-108. No LeBron James in this game because of a groin injury. Luka Doncic just 8 of 26 shooting. Did have a triple-double. Noah Clown 19 off the bench. Here was Lakers head coach J.J. Redick not happy with his club after this one.
Don't be a good team. You want to win in the NBA, you got to do the hard stuff. We couldn't even pass to each other. We couldn't enter our offense running ball screens literally at half court. Yeah, that's going to end up in a turnover. I don't know what we're doing.
I'm not happy.
Luke, I have to get. And who are you?
The Nets snapped a 7-game losing streak with that win. I bring you to Memphis, Grizzlies and Suns. So you've got a tight ball game between these two teams. Down the stretch, Memphis up 2, but Phoenix does have the ball late.
8-7, Jones at midcourt, around a Durant screen, 4-3, Durant, top of the arc, 3 for the win, no good, Grizzlies win! Zeros on the clock.
Yep, that was Grizzlies radio. They win 120-118. I bring this to your attention because you had a situation in this game where Cam Spencer, who played at Rutgers, then won a national championship at UConn after he transferred, hasn't played a lot with Memphis, but he had 16 points in this game. And at one point, as the video will show, he was trash-talking Durant. And so here was Taylor, and it led to a little bit of a confrontation with Desmond Bane at midcourt. So here was Taylor Jenkins. How about Spencer trash-talking the future Hall of Famer?
It's competitive banter within the lines. I mean, KD does it as well. So, you know, proud of him not backing down and rising to the challenge, and all of our guys rising to the challenge. I mean,
yeah, I didn't back down. He was right in his face. And on TV afterwards, Spencer was asked about it.
Can you share with us what you said to Kevin?
Nah, that day's on the court. Not good for TV.
It was a very fun, because he's so much smaller than Durant, so that was kind of cool. He did have 16 in the win in that game. Ja Morant had 29 for Memphis. No surprise here. We kind of expected it. Garrett Cole, Tommy John surgery, so he is going to miss the entire upcoming season for the Yankees, who did beat the Tigers 10-2 yesterday, hit 5 home runs along the way. Yankees with a split squad, 2 games today, take on the Pirates and the Orioles. Mets last night beat the Cardinals 8-0. Here was Carlos Mendoza. So Francisco Alvarez is out. We now have an opening at the catcher position, whether it's a starter or a backup. So what are we looking for?
Defense is, especially as a backup catcher, that position, you're looking at someone that can lead a pitching staff, take care of the pitchers, game calling, receiving, blocking, throwing.
All sorts of things like
Where's
that.
Mackie Sasser these days, huh?
Maggie lobbing the ball back to the pitcher. I don't know. It's a good question. Mackie Sasser's got to be what? He's got to be in his early 50s now, would you say?
This is going to blow your mind. He's 62.
Mackie Sasser's 62?
I would have said the same thing as you.
Wow. I would have said about 55.
Mackie Sasser.
Damn.
Yeah, I had Mackie Sasser disease, remember?
I do. Yes, on the softball field.
Yeah. Like, what's wrong with being 62 years old?
Nothing. No, but when you think someone is...
It sounded like it did. It sounded like you were taking a shot at a 62-year-old.
Only when I think that they're 53 or 54.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all. We're just surprised. I thought he was younger. It just didn't seem as long ago.
Had I thought he was 70 and G said he's 62, I'm like, damn, that's awesome. Right. He's 62.
Exactly.
You know, my my caddy down in the Dominican thought that I was like 50.
Really?
But I think he wanted a better tip.
I was just about to say.
Yeah, yeah, of course he was playing me. I think he was playing me.
Of course he was playing me.
NHL today, you got the Rangers, Islanders, and Devils all in action. The Devils play the Blue Jackets, Rangers and Jets, and the Islanders take on the Kings.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
All right, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. NFL free agency, spring training, injury, fallout. That's where we're at, 888-808-1019. Javon Holland, the big signing this morning locally to the New York Giants as the safety, former Dolphin safety, gets a nice contract from then. Let's go to Greg in Woodridge, wants to talk some Giants. What's going on, Greg?
Hello, my friends.
Hello, Greg.
I love listening to you guys.
Well, thanks, Greg. What do you got for us today?
My question is, you guys were bouncing around quarterbacks, you know, around the league and so on and so forth. Being a Giant fan, if you bring in a Justin Fields or anybody in that caliber, what are they going to do? I mean, really, the Giants are right now horrible. So you're going to bring in a 35, 37-year-old quarterback?
Well, okay. Greg, you got to understand something. You're talking about a general manager and a coach that have to win. That doesn't mean that they won't draft the quarterback in the first round, but they if they play that quarterback, this team is not good enough to support. And by the way, neither of these quarterbacks are Jaden Daniels or Drake May or
we
don't think they are. So they need to have somebody behind center that they believe that they can at least trust to get them through a game and try to give them a chance to win.
Mm-hmm.
But what chance do they have bringing in Aaron Rodgers that is 40 years old that can't get out of his own way? And where are you going to go? I'd rather
Greg, the answer is they have a better chance than starting a rookie in a season where they can't win three games again. And that's really all it is. And I think you got to distinguish, you know, how much they're going to win. I don't think that they're going to go to the playoffs. I don't think they're going to win their division. I don't think they're going to be a Super Bowl contender. But they can't come back into the barn. They can't come back into the clubhouse for another three or four win season.
They can. And that's why they are stuck. They are stuck with having to make a decision about which one of these veteran quarterbacks they want, which is interesting to me because, like I said, Russell Wilson is an untethered free agent. Like, he could be a part of this, you know, whole thing. We haven't really heard much about him.
Well,
he'll land somewhere. I mean, a lot of the conjecture, a lot of the stuff we're hearing is just that, conjecture from insiders and what, and look, we all can determine who are the next best free agents.
I think it could go several ways. The most likely way is the one I said, which I think Daniel Jones stays with the Vikings, Russell Wilson goes to the Giants, Aaron Rodgers goes to the Steelers. However, there could be another scenario in which Russell Wilson stays with the Steelers, Aaron Rodgers goes to the Vikings, and then the Giants are not going to take Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones will go to Indianapolis. And now the Giants are stuck with even worse options than that.
Unless they trade for Kyler Murray.
Yeah, which is something I like. Now, I might be basing my opinion on Kyler Murray too much on the game that I watched when Minnesota went out there and beat them in Arizona. But that was the most accurate, the most in command of an offense I had ever seen him. And I was impressed. And I mean, if he gets shipped here...
And then what did the Cardinals do?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. But it doesn't sound like there's a ton of momentum with that. There was one article last week when you were out that was not corroborated by anybody, like a any NFL insider at all. It was like a sporting news article, and then no one else really picked it up or said anything.
You know, it's kind of interesting to see what Seattle did with their wide receivers, with their quarterback situation. You know, you wonder what these teams are thinking.
Yeah. Well,
what are the Browns thinking? So Jimmy Haslam doesn't want to sit down with Myles Garrett, but yet Myles Garrett gets the biggest contract in defensive player history and non-quarterback history.
Yeah. What are the Browns thinking? I mean, the Browns are probably thinking that if the Titans don't take Cam Ward, we're taking Cam Ward, or we have to trade up to get him. Dan in West Hampton joins us. What's up, Dan?
How you guys doing?
Good, man. What's up?
You were talking about the fire this weekend.
Yeah.
So I'm a volunteer in West Hampton. So that was in our district.
Dan? What was it like fighting that thing when it was at its peak? Because it looked nasty.
Dude, it was like I'd been in about 8.5 years. There's some moments were the hottest moments I've experienced.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it looked like it. I mean, the smoke that was billowing out there. I mean, it was something I'd never seen in Suffolk County.
How many different fire departments came to support you guys?
So that's the thing that was listening to you guys talk about earlier. I was like, it was this example of like everything working together. We had 87. It was every jurisdiction vertically. So you had federal down to local all working together. And then you had 87 departments out here supporting us.
You know, that's amazing. That's the way it's supposed to be done. The way it's supposed to be handled. Coordination, get it done, get it shut down. And then pick up the ashes, as they say, after in the aftermath, and figure out what the hell happened here. So, was it truly the s'mores that led to this?
I mean, they're just figuring it out now. It, you know, there was a lot of like expert opinions. It wasn't like all gossip that thought it was, done deliberately for a couple of days. But it just didn't make sense how these things ignited. But now that it's starting to come around to it's not intentional. It was just someone making s'mores. Like you said, Gio, what they were doing, making s'mores at 9:30 in the morning. I don't know. And where those houses are, well, you guys know Long Island, like that area, you're living in the woods.
Yeah.
If wherever, all over Manorville, you're basically living in the woods. But so I don't know. So they think they're starting to think it was that.
So they would think they started a fire outside in their backyard,
in a pit, you know, like
a fire pit, yeah.
In a fire pit, I mean, those properties are just cut into those oak brush pines, you know what I mean? So even in a fire pit, if you get 40 mile an hour winds, that ember goes and then it goes. And that's the thing I don't think people realize. It goes, when it goes fast. And there's just so much fuel out here.
We saw that out in L.A. We've seen it down in South Carolina, and now we see it in Long Island.
Yeah. But honestly, I mean, you guys, everybody that was involved, I was so impressed and proud, even though I wasn't out there fighting myself, but proud of Long Island for taking care of that so quickly. I mean, and I was out in Greenport that night, and we had just missed the beginning of the fire. And I don't understand, we were north, but when we drove home on Sunday, I was expecting to still see smoke and people fighting it. It was done by like 11 a.m., noon. Like, they had that thing completely contained. Just amazing stuff, Dan. You got to be happy with the way it worked out.
Oh, unbelievable. I mean, when we started, I was thinking this is going to be 95.
Yeah.
Because the winds were just high enough in the right direction. But, we had the right. It also wasn't summer that helped. So the nighttime tends to cool down an active brush fire. And so obviously this time of year, it cools it down way more than in July or August. So. But, unbelievable, man. But the biggest thing was, because I got to be honest, I listen to you guys every day in Boomer. I'm a little bit on the other side of the aisle. And most of the guys in the file of volunteer service are definitely on the right side of the aisle, but it never comes up. The guys give me a hard time, you know, joking around. Otherwise, we are always just working together. They know I have their back. I have theirs. And Saturday and Sunday were an example of it all coming
well,
together.
Well,
that's way.
Great. That's great to hear. By the way, you're all on the same team, just like I was in a football field or in a football locker room.
Yeah.
Everybody has different takes on things, just like we do here. But we work as a team.
Yeah, I mean, that was remarkable how that came together. I mean, because he said he thought it was 95. So 1995, there was a massive brush fire out there that took out a ton of those Pine Barrens. It actually got to the point where I remember I was in seventh grade. We were talking about in Brookhaven Hamlet, Bellport, like maybe we'd have to evacuate because it just kept going and going and going. So this one, that's what I thought about immediately. I said, this is going to be another one of those, but they snuffed it right out.
You a real sense of what L.A. had to deal with.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
They didn't have any water in their fire hydrants, idiots. And, of course, you know, South Carolina just went through this.
Yeah, I mean, it's the conditions are ripe and the wind has been crazy. And that's how it happens, just that quick.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight. Yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at Omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or whenever my favorite team is playing late. Five-hour energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.